Nobody taught us this. And that's how to think of ourselves as a business, how to market what we actually do, and how to make sure the right people, so casting directors, agents, producers, hiring managers, know how to find us. We have spent years learning our craft, audition technique, vocal training, stage combat, script writing, dance classes and film school. And then we got into the industry and we realized nobody taught us the other half. And that's what this is. My name is Jamie Boddy and welcome to the Business of Show Business. So I've been in the industry for nearly 20 years. I started out as a performer, so theatre, TV and film. I've been on tour, I've been on set, I've been on cruise ships. I've been in the audition queue, not knowing if you're going to book work that month. I know the hustle from the inside and balancing that with life and all your other commitments as well. It's hard work. But here's the thing. As my career moved from performing and into the world of media and marketing, working on the campaigns for West End shows, lecturing at performing arts colleges, writing for industry publications and covering events like the BAFTAs, the Oliviers and Edinburgh Fringe, I realised something. I did so many things wrong, or I could have streamlined processes. And it wasn't just me, it was my friends, peers, performers. They did it too. And it's not because they weren't talented, but it's because no one ever showed us the business side of the industry. So that's what this show is, the Business of Show Business. Conversations with performers, casting directors, agents, producers, marketing specialists, PR experts, and so much more. And they all ask the same question, but from different angles. And that question is, how does this industry actually work? And how can you make it work for yourself? So here's the thing that's often missed off the curriculum in education and training, and it's that you are a business. And no one is going to care more about your career than you will. So you are the CEO of your own career, your own marketing manager, your own PR specialist, your own finance director. And most importantly, and one people often forget, you are human resources. You are in charge of your own body, your own rest schedule, your own mental health. You manage you in this crazy business of show business. And yes, some of those hats may sit on your agent or your manager's head, but even then, nobody is going to care more about your career than you will. Nobody else will. Once you actually accept that, not just nod at it or kind of glaze over when someone mentions it, everything starts to change. Marketing stops feeling like something other people do. It becomes just you, talking clearly about your skills and what you have to offer, and you move in the right circles and towards your goals. Your talent and your skills, they're going to get you over the line, but it's how you show up, how you position yourself, and how visible you are that's going to get you in the room in the first place and keep you in them. So those are two completely different things, but both sides of the industry and your skill set and your soft skills, all of that matters and goes towards the same goal. So here's how I want you to think about this situation and what lens to look through the business side of the industry. There is a role out there with your name all over it, but it only matters if the right person knows you exist. So an audition isn't just you showing what you can do. It's you answering a question that the casting director has already put out there. The brief already exists. So the performers who consistently book work are the ones who understand what question is being asked, and they make sure their entire presence and their skill sets is marketed in the way that answers that question. So whether it's in person, online, on paper, in the room, there is a consistency with their brand and their USP. It's not always the most talented person who works. It's the most discoverable, the most consistent, the one who makes it easiest for the right people to say yes and to find them. So I want you to remember that, understanding that your business gives you a different lens to look through, and it will change how you look at every decision that is linked to your career. So the word brand, it can sound scary, it can sound corporate, and it sounds like you are turning into a physical product. I get it, but it's so important that you understand your personal brand and what makes you unique in this industry. So in my opinion, the best definition of your personal brand is simply what someone says about you when you leave the room. Your brand is made up of your skills, your personality, your reputation, all of that, hopefully intentionally shaped by how you show up in person and online. That's it. Simple. We often don't say the most positive things to people's faces. We talk about you behind your back. So what does someone say about you behind the back? So here's a bit I love about knowing your brand and how to bring that digitally. As a performer, you perform to an audience that fits in that room, that 150-seater theatre, that studio, that conference hall, that stadium. That is your reach. That's it. However, having a strong online presence and brand, that's your stage without walls. That's you performing to an audience with no size limit. So stop limiting your reach to the size of the room you happen to be standing in. Think of your brand and reputation causing ripples far beyond the room you are in. So that is what this show is all about. Here are some quick tips and tricks to help you thrive in the creative industry. Strap yourself in. So the first thing I want you to look at is, what do people see about you online? How do you show up digitally? The in-person and the online need to match. So I want you to open an incognito window or a private browser on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, and Google yourself. That is what a casting director will see. There's no previous search history because it's in a private window. So what comes up? Is it really you? Is it the current version of you? Or is it you from 3 years ago? Or do you simply not show up at all online? Your social media, your spotlight page, your website, your landing page on your agent's website, do they all tell the same story? Does the person they find online match the person who just walked into that audition or that meeting or that casting? Because if you can Google a casting director, they can Google you. And what do they find? Does it match that in-person experience? Does it match, hopefully, that shiny, lovely person in the meeting or the audition? Or does it confuse them? Is it a headshot online from 4 or 5 years ago or a student film from 10 years ago? Or does it match your brand and your USP right now? Take stock. Most people never do. So now is the time to do a brand audit. So my next tip is about showing up online. You do not need to be on every platform. I get this question all the time. The more platforms you are on that you do not use successfully and succinctly for your business, you're going to dilute your product and burn yourself out. Because there's no point running 6 accounts and trying to be everything to everyone, because then you'll be nothing to no one. So I say pick 3, be that triple threat. So that could be 2 social media platforms and YouTube, or it could be an audio platform because you're a singer, actor, a website, and a social media platform. Pick 3 and be a triple threat, and then build up and make sure you have a solid personal brand before you go further afield. So for most people in the creative industries, Instagram is a non-negotiable. We are in a show versus tell industry. It's a visual storytelling platform and the industry loves it. So I say start there if you're unsure, and then go to where your audience is. Start on Instagram and springboard from there to where your ideal client lives. And please remember, the key word is social in social media. It's not just for broadcast or billboards. It's about conversation, asking questions, engaging, and also building an audience and hopefully a fan base. One thing we always say in marketing is go ugly first. And what I mean by that is launch your product or do that first post. If you wait for perfection, you are never going to get there. So it's better to be slightly rough around the edges and post, and then build up that cadence and take away that resistance from using social media. A question I get all the time is, what do I post? Or I only feel like I can post when I am working. And that is a deadly trap to be in. I'm going to push back on that question. You are not just working when you're on stage, you are always working. I don't mean you need to be on 100% of the time. You are a human. But what I mean is, because just because you're not in a show or TV series doesn't mean that you're not in class, creating your own work, resting to better prepare yourself for auditions, networking, educating yourself. You're doing so much to build on your career. Your value as a human, as a performer, as a creative, and your expertise and your personality, it doesn't disappear between contracts or when you're not on set. You are you all the time. So post like you know that. When it comes to social media, I look through my social media with my brand lens. So before I post anything, I think, does it entertain? Does it inspire? Does it start conversation? Does it educate? If it ticks at least one of those boxes, I think this is in line with my brand. Let's post it. One tip that may help you is the rule of 3s. So content in the rehearsal room, in the wings, and a throwback. Think 3 pieces of content from everything to do with your business, and then build up your consistency there. Ride that wave and take away the resistance. Also, please remember, when it comes to social media, you are not a robot. You are a human. You don't always need to be posting about work. Social media is your social media at the end of the day. Yes, you can use it for business, but be creative with it. Use it to fill your cup, make you laugh, educate as well. You do not have to post about work 100% of the time. Okay, my next one might sound a bit hippy-dippy, but we're talking goals. And a goal without a plan is just a wish. I say this with love, but most creatives have extraordinary goals bouncing around in their heads, or they talk to a friend about it, but they never actually put action to it. They never pop it down on paper. So write it down. Be specific. So it could be a specific job, agent, country, financial goal, whatever it is, write it down and then work backwards. What needs to be in place to get you closer to your goal? The more stepping stones you place, it's not so much a leap of faith then, because you've actually got a strategy in place towards your goal. Once you're sure of your brand and your USP, your content and networking all starts to move towards the same goal. You have specifics in mind. Otherwise, you're just going to be busy, and busy is not the same as productive. And quite often, performers confuse being busy with success. My final tip is on networking. And I know this word can be cringe. It can make people want to like close this video, but it's because networking has had a bad reputation. It's been done badly. People go into events, think, oh, what can I get? I need work. I need job. That's not networking. That's canvassing. If we drill down to networking, here is what it is. 2 ears and 1 mouth. Use them in that ratio. Any room you're in, you're not asking that person what they can do for you. You're listening and then thinking, what can I offer? What helps this conversation move forward? What do I know that can be useful? What connections could I make from this? And what also connections can I give them to help them get towards their goal as well? The more people that know your name, your brand, your work, and your skills and have a positive impression of you, the more successful you are and the more likely you are to find work. That's not because they are hiring you on the spot when you're networking, but because when people say your name in a room, they know what your brand is. They know they can trust you. People buy into brands that they know, like, and trust, and you want to be that brand. Success compounds. So the more that you practice something, the better you get. And then the more people that know you are good at that is going to increase your chances of success. So practicing and telling equals a greater chance of success. Networking is one of your most valuable things, one of the most valuable skills to improve and have in your arsenal. So think about that the next time you are in a room or you meet someone that is in your industry. So before I let you go, hope you do go back and check the full business or show business archive. But remember, you are talented, you work hard, and you care deeply about what you do. And because of that, you deserve a career that reflects all of that, not just moments or flashes in the pan or that moment you feel alive when you're standing in a room in front of the right person. You want to build the career that you deserve. Marketing isn't about selling yourself. It's about making sure the right people can find you and that when they do, they make the right decision and know that you are the solution to that problem and that you are a consistent picture of who you are online and in person. I hope you've enjoyed this solo episode of the Business of Show Business, and there are plenty more episodes in the archives. If there's a topic you want me to explore more, send me a DM. And until next time, I've been Jamie and this is the Business of Show Business.